Hi there. The word for you today is on confidence. In Isaiah 32 verse 17, we read, "The fruit of righteousness will be confidence." Never mistake competence for confidence. They're different. One is ability-based. The other comes from knowing who you are in Christ. As the Bible says, you are, quote, complete in Him. Complete means you lack nothing. One author writes, and I quote, "The first thing I learned about confidence was that I didn't possess it. I had a thin glaze of arrogance covering a core of fear. All those years of being a success in the eyes of the world left me deathly afraid of failure. Worldly success requires taking risks beyond the comfort zones of previous accomplishments. Spiritual success is different. It requires letting go of outcomes and allowing God to move on your behalf. I was so afraid of failure. I never found success in it either. The false confidence I'd known was built on my own abilities. However, if you suddenly find a lump in your breast, or your spouse says he never loved you, or you get fired from your job, or your child is seriously ill, every tactic you've ever employed and every skill you've ever mastered will get you nowhere." The Bible says in Romans 12 verse 4, "Have a sane estimate of your abilities." Once you recognize that you aren't perfect, you can exhale and start the task of being good enough. When your confidence stems from knowing the Almighty, unchanging One, you cannot be shaken by change or circumstances. You exude competence, peace, contentment, and fortitude. Isn't it time you get out from under the pressure of having to act like God or having to have all the answers? That's exhausting. Give it up. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 6, we have different gifts, listen to it, according to the grace given us. When you use your gift to glorify God, you're a success because you're doing what God intended you to do.